Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Townsville Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Checking the weather first, a mostly sunny day across Townsville today, temperatures reaching a top of 31 degrees and falling to the low 20s tonight. We've got a complete wrap of events, awards and feelings around Australia Day. It's Thursday, the 26th of January. This Australia Day, we're being encouraged to reflect, respect and celebrate the day in our own way. Townsville Mayor Jenny Hill says we need to acknowledge that this day is recognised differently for people in our community.
I think at this point in time in our history, Australia Day is about the European settlement here in Australia and for us to acknowledge that. For me, the best day will be when Australia finally becomes a republic and we can celebrate that day together.
The day will also see over 60 people receive their Australian citizenship in Townsville. Meanwhile, a Queensland MP who's drafted legislation to protect the date of Australia Day says future changes should be decided by the public, not government. The move would protect January 26 by law, similar to Anzac Day. Federal Member for Bowman, Henry Pike, wants to impose an Australia Day Act on the House of Representatives later this year,
which would effectively enshrine Australia Day as a national day, and then require any future changes to the day to be run past the Australian people through a plebiscite. So this is the same way that we protect the Australian flag.
Arilla Indigenous Consulting CEO Shelley Reyes has been calling to change the date for over 15 years. She says most advocates don't want to get rid of Australia Day, simply change its date.
But celebrating Australia Day, I think, is a terrific idea. And if someone wants to formalise that, then I think that's really interesting and a good conversation that we should be having.
And two locals are among those being recognised today with Order of Australia honours. The late Patrick James Mildren is being recognised for service to veterans and their families. Graham John Rowland for service to the Townsville community through a range of organisations. Governor General David Hurley says recipients deserve recognition.
They are almost always humble to a fault, but I urge recipients for today to put aside that humility. It's important that they know how much they are valued.
Let's take a look at some sport now. Queensland has finished the 2023 Australian Indoor Hockey Championships with 5 gold medals. The championships made a welcome return to the national hockey stage in Brisbane throughout January. Our Queensland under-18 women maroon, under-15 boys maroon, under-15 girls maroon, under-13 girls fire and under-13 boys shots dominated the other states in the competition. A number of our other Queensland teams also brought home the silver. And Jermaine Tanoa Brown is among 5 North Queensland women who've been named to play in the first ever NRL Harvey Norman All-Stars in New Zealand, which will feature both premiership and representative stars alongside some of the best up-and-coming talent. The women's and men's matches will follow a curtain raiser between the Maori and Indigenous All-Stars touch football teams. All the action gets underway on February 11.